Rupper, how you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. Hope you're good.
I am good. I'm very good. Now, you, of course, played for the Rangers. Strutty played for both the Rangers and the Islanders briefly. The New York rivalry is one of the greatest in the National Hockey League. I love the fact that the fans still chant Potvin sucks this many years later in New York. I just think it's great. I think it's a cool thing to do. The Islanders have a newer rink, so this is the first time that the Rangers will play there. I know there'll be lots of Ranger fans invading the arena tonight. It's only November 24th. Is it crazy to me to say that when you look at the Islanders, how they've played, this is a must-win game for this team? What do you think?
It is. It is. I mean, it's one where they've got to start trying to dig their way out of this. They've got the COVID issues going on there. Nothing's easy. We know about their schedule to start the season on the road for what those first 13. And now getting hit with this, but they've got to find a way to persevere here. This is what I love about it. You know, it's like there's the NHL is kind of like a soap opera, and it's a movie, and the script is awesome in this one, because when they're in the dire need of a win, who hops on the bus and cruises 15 miles away? New York Rangers, the biggest rival, is going to come in here. And this is what I really like about it too. It's just for the history of it too, where at the UBS arena, this could be the possible first win that the Islanders would have in that arena against their biggest rival, the New York Rangers. But then also, which is awesome for the Rangers, because I want to see if they've got that killer instinct. Hey, let's kick some dirt in these guys' faces while they're down right now and get a big win. I think that's big for especially this team that's, you know, I want to see if the Rangers have some killer instinct in them. And this is kind of part of that process. And, you know, I know that they're kind of different ends of the spectrum as far as in this division right now, but this is a meaningful game for both teams, and that's one of them that really highlights the schedule tonight.
You know, it's pretty tough. You know, you're sitting in that dressing room. I know we always talk, we're going to come back, let's keep doing it. But I mean, the Islanders are in solidly in eighth place in that Metro Division, and there's some pretty good teams. Carolina's not going anywhere. I don't think Washington's going anywhere. You know, the Rangers, Columbus, Pittsburgh, Jersey, Philly, they're all kind of around the same situation. So is there enough runway left for these guys, Rupper, even though they still have tons of their games left?
You know, Australia, I was in Columbus. And that was a year right after the lockout, whatever, 2004, 2005. You know, and it was the very difficult part was we came out of the gates and we dug ourselves a hole where it was December and we were out of the playoffs. Like, we knew we were out of the playoffs. So I remember Gerard Gallant was the coach, and from January 1st on, we were like number one or two in the NHL in record, mm-hmm. and we still missed the playoffs by about 10 points. You know what I mean? Like, it's so hard to gain on teams. So I guess the one thing that they have in their favor, the New York Islanders, is there's still some unproven teams in front of them. And they've been great storylines, what the Devils are doing. It's been great storylines, what Columbus has been doing. I agree with you. I think Carolina and Washington aren't going to go anywhere. Those two are going to be 1-2 in whatever way it plays out. But then there's a lot of teams in front of them. I mean, you can look – there's – the Pittsburgh Penguins are fifth in that division, fifth, and they're 8 points ahead of the Islanders. So they got a lot of work cut out for them here. I don't think that they've run out of runway yet, but that could change in the next week. You know what I mean? Like, if you lose three more in a row or three of your next four you lose, that can change completely, I think, in my opinion. Or I would probably change my stance on it. But I just have seen enough from this group over the last two seasons, getting so close to going to the Stanley Cup Finals in both years, that I just think that they're going to find a way to get themselves out of it. Getting healthy is the number one thing, but they've got to steal a win here and there. And maybe that's tonight against the Rangers.
I've been a pretty big fan of Pierre-Luc Dubois since he burst onto the NHL. And, you know, a couple of playoff runs are amazing. You know, do you see him kind of being the perfect complement to Scheifele and Wheeler in that group? Because what he does is pretty unique amongst playmaking centers or skilled centers, I should say.
Yeah, I remember back when they beat Tampa in the playoffs, and Pierre-Luc Dubois was a man on a mission, and he was mean. You know what I mean? Like, it was a different side of him that I never saw before. It was almost like, you know, it's like a completely different character. And I'm like, okay, he's got that in him. I love that. And I think Winnipeg saw that. I think the league all took note of that. And now he's in a spot here in Winnipeg where we know this guy's super talented. We know that from where he was drafted and the promise that he's shown in his young career. But he provides the X factor. He's a guy that screams playoffs. And he's a playoff player in the way, the style that he plays. So his start this year has been fantastic, the offensive numbers, but he provides way more than that for that team. And I just really think when you're looking at forward groups, that team in Winnipeg will cause teams fits. How do you play against them? I mean, you're going to have to let – it's almost like you don't want to ever let anybody off the hook, but just to strategically trying to match and try to figure out how to slow down certain guys, and they have some guys you really have to be concerned about slowing down, it's going to loosen up some other guys. And Pierre-Luc Dubois is one of them. So I find this to be a really good fit. Now that he's gotten some time under him there, he looks comfortable. And when he's playing the way he's playing now, I mean, he's a real force.
Mike Grubb, yeah, a complete force, no question about it. Now, Mike, you look at the Edmonton Oilers right now. Now, it might not be too serious. Duncan Keith day-to-day, Darnell Nurse a few weeks later, cuckoo. So that's their three left defensemen who are the regulars are all out of the lineup in a span of 3 days. You know, we've seen the San Jose Sharks had four of their top six defensemen out for COVID, plus Timo Meier, their leading scorer, and Kevin LeBanc, a top nine winger. They had them all out for 5 and 6 games earlier this year. Vegas had a lot of their key guys out. You ever play in a team that was decimated by injuries, and did it ever get to the point where you were just like, man, we just don't have enough guys that are legit NHLers right now?
maybe not to the degree of what we've seen this year. I mean, probably because of COVID's play in all this. So not to the level of number of players out, but I've been on teams where we've had pretty much all of our offensive players out. You know what I mean? So I was in Pittsburgh, and that was the Crosby concussion Winter Classic year, and I've got Malkin torn ACL. We were without both those guys from, you know, the Winter Classic was January 1st. So from January 1st on, I think we were missing Malkin somewhere right around that time too, but for the rest of the season. And that's big. I mean, that hurts. And what I know inside that room, though, it was like you read things, you hear things, even if you're not even going online or you're not on social media, you're not looking at that stuff, you're getting asked those questions. You know, the media's coming in and, what are you guys going to do? Are you guys going to be okay? Like, come on, man, we're pros too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and I think you got to have a chip on your shoulder. And I love when teams do that, because if anything, it's an opportunity to show people and show the opponent that, hey, we're still for real. And it almost brings you closer as a group. And that year, I remember we finished, I think, with like 106 points. And we had a great season. And we missed almost, you know, more than half of it without the best two players on our team and arguably two of the top players in the entire league. So I think that it did a lot for the group. And that's when you notice some of these teams going through it, it's like, hold on a second. We can play too. You know, we didn't just come and sign up to play today. We've been playing for a long time. So I love when teams have that chip on their shoulder. And right now that's being challenged a lot across the league.
Drummond, Mike Rupp, longtime NHLer. Rupper, when you look at the, you know, that Atlantic Division, there's some strong teams near the top, and they're probably not going to move too much. But the Boston Bruins, are you buying or are you selling on this group? I know they've played less games than other teams, but it feels like they're a little bit in between, maybe not quite good enough and not quite bad enough.
You know, and I feel like that's been the story for them for the last number of years. They just find a way to get it done, and come playoff time, you don't want to play them. And so I've always thought, we've known about that top line, how good they've been. And it's like every year, I mean, I said the same thing when Kruger went to St. Louis and there's no Zdeno Chara, they're done. Like, how are they going to? And then Charlie McAvoy starts elevating his game and making himself a candidate for Norris. And they just have other guys that are able to step up. I just think they have a well-oiled machine there that they'll find a way to they'll be in the mix. My bigger question for them is, what's changed as far as, because they've been in the mix for a while, what's changed that makes me think that it ain't going to be any different? And I don't feel that way. I feel like it's the same kind of story where they're not going to win the cup, in my opinion, but there'll be a team that'll be a hard out. But then there's also part of me that's like, I don't know. I'm sitting here thinking, Tuca's going to come back. David Krejci's going to come back. Somehow, some way, shape, or form, they're going to find a way to get him through. He's got to clear waivers. They're going to find a way to have some cute side deal with a team, toss him a pick, and get David Krejci. Like, you know what I mean? Because like, right now, okay, there's some question marks in net. Is it Allmark? Is it Swayman? Is this a battle? I mean, I don't know how hard it's got to be on those guys in their background to be like, Tuca might just swoop in here and take the job from both of us. So that's not a position I'm very envious of for those two guys. But then also, their biggest need, and it has been for a while, is the center ice position, right? Yeah, so you sit there, and I just don't know if they're going to be able to do anything cap-wise to fulfill the center ice position. That's why I think they find a way to get David Krejci back. But right now, they'll be in the mix, but I'm not a huge Boston Bruins believer right now.
Mike Grubb joins us, Hampton Sports Leader, TSN 1260. Where'd he come out on the Flames? Are you buying Daryl Sutter in the Flames?
I'm buying his post-game pressers. I'll tell you that. I love him. I love him. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I don't know as a reporter if that's good or bad. I mean, it might be hard to write your column, but you're also getting home at a reasonable hour because he's not saying much. So, you know, it's Daryl Sutter's got them. He's had enough time here now, run through training camp. It's funny, I was just talking on Sirius XM with Steve Koulias about it, and I have a hard time with that team believing in them. And there's individuals on that team that I really like, and I believe in them individually. But collectively, I've had a hard time with that core, thinking that kind of the same thing. Like, are they really any different? They're playing awesome right now. I mean, they're playing really good defensive hockey. Markstrom's probably the Vezina leader. They've got a lot of things pointing up, but there's something in me that just, I don't know yet. Cause I always found in the one thing with that's tough sometimes. And I'll throw a couple of coaches out there. I never played for Daryl, but it's kind of that Sutter mentality. I had Brent as a coach. Maybe you could throw in John Tortorella. These types of things, they win you games. And it's, you're really tough to play against. You give yourself a chance to win every night, but sometimes that style's hard to sustain. And so I don't know. Every team's going to go through their little dip. How long is their dip going to be? That's when I'm going to be able to make my decision on this team. Right now, I don't consider them an elite team in the league. I think that they're a very good team, but you know, the elite teams, are they up there with Carolina? Are they up there with Florida? I mean, their record's not far off. But no, I don't think they're close to that yet.
Rupper, always good to catch up with you, man. Are you going to be in New York for the game tonight? Have you been to the new rink
in
New York?
I'm working the pay game tonight. So
okay.
I'll be in Pittsburgh for that one. And I made a prediction that Vancouver is going to find a way to steal one here in Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
And try to right the ship. So that'll make for a great post game for me when I can't say anything good about the Penguins. So that's I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, hey, Rupper, you know what? You're still holding the grudge from the coach told you, hey, you're not here to score. So you know what? I get it. Don't let go of that.
I am. Yeah. It's scarred. It's scar tissue, man. You got to break it at some point.
Yeah, that's terrible. That is terrible. Awesome stuff, Rupper. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks, guys. You too.